So with the database created, what we're going to do is show you an example of this. Now, in the previous presentation, what we did is we created an instance, a SQL Server instance to host an Azure Data Warehouse database. So what I'm going to do is I am going to log on to the Azure portal. So we're in the portal, and the first thing we're going to do is just go to our resource groups. And in part one of these sessions, I created a couple of resource groups. They begin with CTO, and within the CTO IDS PrepRG, I created a SQL Server instance that could host our Azure SQL data warehouses. So I'm clicking on that now. And what I'm going to do, time has passed since I recorded the first video. I'm just going to check that my IP address is in the firewall so that I can use various clients to connect up to that particular instance. So if I go to the firewall, what we'll see is the firewall blade appearing, which will give me a list of the IP addresses that are in there. 861.842.34.168. Perfect, so that's fine. So the other thing to be mindful of as well, is that we want to get the fully qualified domain name of this SQL Server instance. And this will be used to connect up through various client tools. So if I use the properties blade here, what this will do is it will bring up the server name as a fully qualified domain name. So I'll copy that, and what I'm then do is open up Visual Studio. And then I'm going to open up a Visual Studio solution. Okay, so the solution is opened up. It's got a package in there at the moment with an error, but I'm going to show you that in another video. So what we're going to do is essentially make use of what is a create database statement. And as you can see from this create database statement, we have a database called EquityDB. We're setting a collation. And then we're defining an addition as data warehouse, the service objective as DW100, and the max size as 1024 gigabytes. So what we can do is basically, first of all, we'll connect up to the instance. And this is where the fully qualified domain name becomes important. So it's connected up to my local project. So I'm going to change that connection to connect up to the instance of SQL Server that we created earlier. Now, in part one, that was using SQL authentication where we had an account and a password. And if I click on connect, perfect, you can see at the bottom down here that we have the correct server. Now, this is focused in at the moment in the master database of that instance, so we still have that. So what we can do is highlight this code, and then basically we will execute. And what we've got here is the query that's currently executing. There are a number of dynamic management views that you could actually use to see how that is progressing. So for example, in here, I've got create database, and we'll just open up this, and we will connect up . So now we're connected to this instance. What we're getting is what is known as the operation status on the actual data warehouse itself. So it's giving us the database name, the operation that it's doing. Now what I'll do is I'll run this now, and in a moment what that will do is it will bring results back saying, hey, we've got a database called EquityDB. It's a create database operation. It's currently in progress. It's telling us what time it started and when it was last modified and the duration in seconds. And it looks like it's updating in seconds there. So we can basically get an idea of the status of a database and how it's progressing. Just run it again and it's gone to 60 seconds now, whereas before it was 0 seconds. Again, here, if I run this example, it's giving me the name of the server, the edition, and the service objective. But notice we've got a where clause here around data warehouse, so it's just limiting it to that. Let's execute that. And as you can see, this is creating the EquityDB. It's a data warehouse edition with DW100, which is what we created in our initial script. And then one final check of the first query, execute that. Still in progress, 120 seconds. It normally takes about 160 to 180, so that isn't surprising. We can confirm this back here as the query is executing there. So I expect within less than a minute that this should complete itself, but we shall wait for the DMV to tell us. Okay, so the database, EquityDB, completed, and it took 143 seconds. That's great. So what we'll do is minimize Visual Studio, close the instance, go back into it. This will bring up the SQL instance dashboard, where now it should report one database, which is the EquityDB. Great. So that's how we can create a database.